Gemara Mesachim Daf Gimel, introduces us to a seemingly strange inyan. The Mishnah in Mesachim, as you know, Orla Abba Asa, begs the Gemara, why doesn't it say a more proper lashon of Leil Abba Asa? Zog the Gemara is teaching us that a person should never say a davar migun, an unpleasant word. Rather, like Rashi says, we should speak b'lashon tzach v'naki. Oral Abbas is a nicer way of saying it. And Imar brings a number of psukim, proofs to this concept with the Torah, which we know every kais and tag is important, yet the Torah used so many extra letters to use a more edel lashon. It doesn't say the word tamei in some places. It said einenu tahira. And the Gemara makes a cheshbon, 8 extra letters, just not to say the word tuma. And the Gemara brings a second pasuk, a third pasuk, 8 extra letters, 9 extra letters, 16 extra letters. This is an attire that eats kites and tages and swatans, all to be nizer and alum. Not nizer, not a bad word, but to choose a nicer word. The Gemara goes on, tells an amazing story. Hill had two Talmidim. One said the word Ein Maiskin B'Tahara, and one used the left Eidla Lashon. He said Maiskin B'Tuma. When Hill heard that, he says, I know, the one that used the Eidla word, he's going to vaksoy, because he was careful how he spoke. We learn this Gemara, it defies explanation. What's the shot? How, what the word is? 3 psukim, so many, over 30 extra letters. And more so, that's the determinant, that decides who will succeed, who won't succeed. But we see an even more surprising in you. The Gemara in Brachis, Daf Yotes, speaks about the unfortunate situation. Misha Meise Muta Lefanov, he lost a loved one, and he is being mastigas adin, he's being makabal the din. And with unusual, with tremendous gevura and amuna, he says, I deserve this, I deserved even more so. Zabti Gemara, no. We don't talk that way. Don't say you deserved more. Zabti Gemara, Abaye said, La'oilam al yiftach adam pivlasasi. Don't say you deserve to get punished. And that's what we are familiar with, the concept of al tiftach pivlasasi. This is a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samach, and Ksubas, Daf Ches. And it quotes Lahalach, incidentally, in the Ramah and Yeridea, Sinai and Vav Siv Beis. The Magen Avraham and Arachayim, Reish Lametes, he's gotten Zion, speaks about the Vidi, some say every night, and he cautions not to violate the concept of Al Tiftach Pelasot. That's why, you know, we say Le'aleinu, the Makar, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuvdalit. And this certainly needs a hezbo. He's saying it, the most noble expression of his tzidduk hadin. Someone says it at night, and he shouldn't say it. It's felt that this, I didn't mean anything bad. Tiftach pelech. But I think there's the biggest plea. It really needs a hezbo. The Gemara in Mayit Katan Yud Chesem at Beis tells a story with the Amayir Pinchas and Rabbi Yochanan. And Pinchas said something inadvertently, something about about Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara said, because he said it, because Pinchas said it, kishgaga hayoytze mipi hashalit, he said something bad might happen, and tachavi, that's what happened. And that, Dr. Gemara, is the concept of shgaga hayoytze mipi hashalit. Someone that says something, a person that is a chacham, a chassid, it becomes the reality. In fact, the Gemara continues. The Gemara says there's a different concept that's associated with this. The bris krusol is fasoyim, almost as if that's a natural occurrence. That's the way the Eibishter made the world. If someone says something, that's what's going to happen. The Gemara brings a raya from Avraham Avinu. And this too is the Gemara in other places, in Shas, in Ksubis, Chav Gimel, in Samachet, Sanhedrin Kuf Beis. You see, an ayam haisa. Not only Al Tiftach Pel Sutton, and the Mashotak explains, Al Tiftach Pel Sutton is me. I can affect myself. Name? There's a new term, there's a new concept of Bris Crucibus Vasayim. You can affect someone else. And this is Brav Halacha also. Some have the minig, they don't say Gemar Toys. As if he's saying you should have a good ending, Chalila. And again, this is a concept that to us is so foreign. He didn't mean it. He, Chalila, wouldn't want to punish Rabbi Yochanan. And because he said it, Kisgoga Hayoyt and Yipi Asal, it happened. And the emphasis is, I must tell you, we look at these in Yonim, this concept, the Lashon Nekiya, Al Tiftach Pel Lesotan, the Shgaga HaYoytze Mipi HaShalit. We can't understand it. These are such big problems in our eyes. What's the rationale behind it? But you know something? That's the biggest problem. If we could ask, what's that? If we don't understand these concepts, that's the biggest problem. Because that means we're missing a fundamental principle in Yiddishkeit. Something that we dare not live without. An inyan that I think we must be very well aware of. I was once asked to speak in a yeshiva. Boy, he's a little younger than you. Remember, he's younger than you. 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. I was given a difficult task to speak to them about the importance of lashon, shmiras halashon, lashon nekiya, primarily to explain the voice. What's wrong? What's wrong? Everybody does it. Everybody speaks this way. So I told them, you know, you learn so much about kedusha, beis hamikdash, the different parts, the mizbeach, the shulchan, the kodesh hakedoshim, and a person. Wow, if only we had this. If only we were zaycha to have the Kodesh HaKadoshim, how we would cherish, how we would treasure, how we would safeguard, how we would protect the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But Nebuch, today, we don't have it. But I told him it's not true. We might not have a Beis HaMikdash, but each and every one of us has a Kodesh HaKadoshim. The guy in this famous letter writes, Ki apeh kodesh hakadoshim. And I ask you, my rabbi, say, do I have to explain this? Do I have to explain the chochmanis flaw that the guy put into those words, Ki apeh kodesh hakadoshim? Stop and think. What a Yiddish mouth is. What a Yiddish mouth is zaycha to. Yid is zaycha to learn Torah. That every word, like the Yishalmi Taitis, Kol chafotzecho la yishvuva. You know what a var Torah is? Do we know what a var Torah is? The Gemara Shabbos, Anoichi, the one word Anoichi is Neitrekin. Ano, Nafsi, Kosivis, Yehavis. Kaviyachul, the Abish that took his neshama, his nefesh, and put it into the Anoichi, into the Amavaya, into the Imtoima and the Yeshloima. And that's what the Yiddish Peh is zaycha to learn day in, day out. Isn't it Kodesh HaKadoshim? The nefesh, Alekut, the neshama of Kaviyachul. We daven with zaycha to tefillah we spoke the other week, the Mesil Kishorim, Kashi describes it, Kashi Yadabe Ishel Reyeyu. And the Yishalmi says those phenomenal, that the phenomenal description, like we said, the Yishalmi and Brachas Perik test, mi peh la'oizen, for my mouth to cover Yachal the Eivish's ear. Look what the Yiddish of peh is. Look what the Kodesh HaKadoshim, how literal it is. All the chesed, all the atava, kibirav, hakaris atoy, we do with our mouths. Just like the Yishalmi and Parshas Balak, Per Chof Oizdalid, speaking about Moshe, speaking about Klal Yisrael, the Yishalmi puts it so simply, Ein Koichai Ela Bepeh. The greatness, the Gedul of a Yid is his mouth, the ability to say regular words, turn it into Kedusha. the Shef Shmeis in the Akdama says a peh is like the klaf of Torah. Just the Yid's mouth is like the klaf. Just like a klaf has to be lishma and has to be tahar, that's the Yiddish mouth. No? Does it need a hezba? Do we have to explain ki a peh kodesh hakadoshim? Rabbi Yisai, treat yourself once in a while. Take out the Heilige Nefesh HaChayim. Look in Shar Aleph. Come out the whole Shar. How he speaks about what a Yid is Zaycha to do with his mouth. He brings Zayim, Midrashim. You'll see Ki Apeh Kodesh HaKadoshim. But let me share with you just one gem. Words that are so amazing, I'm almost afraid to say it over. Reb Chaim Shtelzich, we find many times the Torah HaKadoshim says that a person is a Tzelem Aleichim, no less than three times. What's shot in the analogy is, are we in any way a Shtik Aleichim? Zabt Nefesh HaChayim in Perigimel. The Rebbeinu Shloim is the very personification of Koichis, the Bala Koichis, the Eibishter is the Masada, the Manig of the whole world. And Zabt Reb Chaim, that's what every Yid is in a certain sense. He's also a Shtik God. He's also a Bala Koichis. He also has the ability to create. Zabt Reb Chaim, with a person's action and with a person's words, he could build a magnificent edifice. He could build Ruchnius. And you have to see the words, how he described how the whole world can be created, the Olamis, with a Yid's Var Torah, with any mitzvah that a Yid does. And then he says a phenomenal tight to the Pasuk in Yeshayah and Aleph. V'asim Dvarai, the Eibishter says, V'asim Dvarai Deficha, I will put the words of Torah in your mouths, Yidin. V'netoya Shemayim V'lisayt Aret. Zot Reb Chaim, that's what a Yiddish Moyel is. The ability of just like we say about Taviyachu three times a day, Shunayte Shemayim V'yayte Aret. The ability to build, to create. Every Yid is also the ability to be Netoya Shemayim and V'yayte Aret. Zot Reb Chaim, phenomenal concept. That's the analogy of Tzelem Aleichim. A Yid also has the ability to build and create with the words that he utters. Ruach Chaim, he teaches Hashem, Oiz Liyama Yitain. He gave the Yidin the strength to build. That's the Tzelem Aleichim. Come on, client. It's words that are so uplifting. No, isn't it true? Isn't it accurate? Ki apeh kodesh hakadoshim. The Chinuch of Mitzvah Tov Reish Zayin explains the skulas ha'odom, the goydol shvachai hu adibur, and therefore he writes there are people that are more afraid yireyim milifzal diburai, that which is the hoyd ha'godol shvachem yoysa milachtai demaisa. A person's afraid to profane a word because he knows that's his gedula, that's his sheva, that's his beauty. No, isn't it true? And unfortunately, the downside is equally true and equally obvious. How much tzaris, how much agmas nefesh, how much chorbin we can do with our mouth if we don't protect the kodesh hakadoshim that we were granted. I know as Devorim, those snide remarks, the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Deis, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, speaking about Lashon Hara, Rechilis, Harei Zeh, Machriv Es HaOilam, that's the Lashon Kotzei. It's not a Musa Shmuz, the Rambam Paskins that, because that's the reality. With the word, a person can be Machriv Es HaOilam. The Mechabin, Arachayim, Kuv Chav Dalet, Sivav, speaks about someone who talks only a few words in the middle of Chazaras Hashad. V'yimsachu zavti mechaba chaytuhu v'godla voyne minisoy. It's only a few words, but that's the ability of the peh. If chalila it's abused, if it's misused, to be machriv oylem is, to be machriv the yisoyd of the oylem. Someone once asked me, what's the big deal? What's with navel prayer. Before that, what does it mean? I didn't do anything wrong. What's inherent in navel prayer that so gives Farrell? I wanted to sit shiv when I heard that question. That means we have forgotten the hoyd hagadol. We have lost sight in the tselem elokim, that called word. The Mesillas Yesharim of Perek Yud Aleph writes in no uncertain terms that Nevel's peh is, in his lashon, is kechol hashar in yaneh's nus. That's the nus of dibur. And the mocker is the Zoya Kaddish in Pashas Noya. That's even more explicit. That's the pshat ervas dovo. It's frightening. And to come to Abacha, what's wrong with Nevel Peh? Because he doesn't know that that's the beauty, that's the shenkai, that's the hoid, that's the hod of a person. And Nevel Peh is tantamount to nus because he has profaned the kodesh hakodesh. Chaim Volozhin in Perek Dalet in Shai Aleph says, you think Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash? You think Titus HaRasha destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash? They just destroyed the Eitzim Avonim. But who destroyed it? Mipnei Chatoeinu. It was our Lashon Hara. Because words can build and words can destroy. Words can tear down a Beis HaMikdash. We can go on and on, but I think the Maral in his Siv Lashon Perek Tes captures the feeling like Simsa Chet Yarichu L'Sapa Boi K'may Chet HaLashon. There's no sin that's comparable to the Chet HaLashon. And he said, "Bevadai be'emes im kol b'nei adam lavarin." If all the people would be scribed by yuchlu lichtay p'chisus haloshin, they would still be unable to write about the Chet HaLashon. That's what the peh is. The binyan and the churban that the peh can achieve. Rabbeinu Yoin in Shaar Teshuva Gimel Reish Yud quotes the lashon of the Medrash: Knesset Yisrael b'koila ahuva uv'koila snua. Why a Klal Yisrael so beloved by the Eibishta? It's the pair. And he quotes the pasuk: Hashmieni es koileich, but never uv'koila snua. And quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah. And that's the pshat of the Rabbeinu Yoin, quoting the Medrash: Moves v'chayim b'yad lashon. It's not only Moves and Chayim that depends on the pair, but to be Ahuv or Rachman of Islan, to be Snua, is all in the pair. Do I have to explain Ki HaPeh Kodesh HaKadoshim? Do you think the Goyin wondered? It's only a few words. The Goyin that saw the pair as Kodesh HaKadoshim. Do you think the Shev Shmaitzer would have asked such a narish question? What's wrong? It's only a word. And that's what I mean. We don't understand this because we lost sight of the true hod of a person. In the Masechet Derech Eretz, Rabbah Perek Gimel, there's a phenomenal mashal. Adam Na'u Meshubach, wonderful person, and he says a davar meguna. He's not talking about Nevel Peh. He's talking about something that's not a lashon nekiya. Zokti Masechet Derech Eretz, it's a mashal amad of a daima, with trakling a daila, a magnificent palace, ubib shel burski kavua b'soicha. In the center of the elegant dining room, with all its ambiance, is a sewer system, bib shel burski. We learn it, we think, it's a nice mashal, but it's overdoing it. I mean, that's an exaggeration. I mean, it can be. I mean, Chazal saw the beauty of a person, and Chazal saw the sharp contrast that it is a very, very good marshal, a very accurate marshal. Because Chazal saw what a Tselem Aleichim was. Chazal saw the school of the Adam, the Goydel Shivchai, the Hoyd HaGodol is the Dibur. And a Chasarin in Diba is like the Nefesh HaChayim quotes, Vahiyah, that the Yevishter says a person is Nefesh HaAdam, Zop Tetargim L'Ruach Memalala. That's the Yesoid. words can build, like the Pasuk says, V'netayah Shemayim V'Yisayid Aretz. Words, with words we can be Kaviyachol Ashtik Tzelem Aleikim. Words can heal, Yisayim Chacham Emarpe. Words are what differentiate between Mavet and Chayim, and Tznua and Ahuva. Only a few words. Chazinish, as you know, spoke so little. And someone once begged him, said, Rebbe, not that I bear, just say three words, a short speech. So the Chazinish looked at him with disbelief. Only three words? Do you know the Shita in Ebenezer, in Chav Zayin Dalit? If I say, Hareyat Mikudeset, without the word leave, and she's an atheist. Imagine. I changed the status of this Isha. I asked her on the whole word. Gan Hilchus Kedushin, Hilchus Gittin, the whole spectrum of Halacha applies because of three words. And you say only three words? Tell us if a person makes a neder. I asked her this. Koinim Alai. We know these Halachas. A word, a few words, could affect the put it into effect a whole set of halachas that affect Gan Klal Yisrael. Is there such a thing? It's only a word. Look at the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Me'ila, what he speaks about Devarim Bilvad, how that could change in halacha. Because Chazal realizes no such thing as only a word. You know, one said in English is an expression. Action speaks louder than words, which is a very praiseworthy attempt to convey an important message. I guess it's based on the Chazal, Emar Ma'at Vasei Harve, the ik is not to talk, the ik is to do, Le'amejish Ike Ela Hamaisa. So certainly the intentions are noteworthy. But you know something, that expression is dangerous? It's misleading to the extent that it's dangerous. By us eating? Words don't speak loud enough. By us, Yidden, you know there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Minayin Shadiba Kamaisa, and if you know the Asugya, that's why we have to keep Shabbos, not do Malachis. The Abish didn't do Malachis, the Abish did Dibur, but Var Hashem Shanayim Asa. So the whole concept of Shmira Shabbos is the Dibur Kamaisa. You know there's a Gemara by us in Erech and Tezvav, Godla Oima Befiv, Yoisim and Oisim Aisa. You know, there's the chinuch in that mitzvah, right? There are people that are yireyim, lifsol, mean a deep, lifsol deeper, more than possibly with a maisa. By us, words speak so loudly. By us, words have the ability, l'nishtoye shamayim, l'nishtoye oret. And that, I think, is the pshat in the whole sugya. That's the pshat in Lashon Nekiya, and that's the pshat in Kshkoli Yosef Yashalet, and I'll keep that pel l'sotin. Well, better yet, that's the pashtus. If we have lost sight of the hoyd hagodl of Dibur, we perhaps would wonder what's the pshat. Look in the chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph, who asks an obvious question. Why is it there's a lav to curse someone? Vos geit that yenem on that you curse him, so curse. Zop the chinuch, because there's a love, the Eibush to warn us, just like we can't be mazik with our hands, we can't be mazik with our mouths. Anaya mazik? Zop there, and what's the makar? The Gemara in Moed Katan Yud Ches, Brit Krusel is Fasai. Anaya mazik? Anaya koyach is called Peh? The stipel in Bava Kama Yud Ramatesh has a whole shmoot. If someone's mazik with this, he has to pay. But it's not a Naya Mazik. That's the Nefesh Ha'odam is the Koyach HaDibur. And then he says, and he goes on, explains another Dover Pella. That's the Nishmat Chayim is Dibur, like the Targum teaches. And that's why the Eibishter gave such awesome power to the Dibur. Because that's the very essence, that's the Gedul of a person. And then he explains an Indian that to us is also Nizahed. Why is it we see a bracha of a tzaddik is so effective? It's only a few words. Zop there, because the tzaddik knows, values and cherishes his words. And if he protects his kodesh hakodashim, we could say, if he watches his words, his words have an impact on all of the Olamis. There's a Dov Yedua Mefursim. Chinuch HaMitzvah Shinun again says the same Yisoid, that a person's Gedula is his mouth, and if he doesn't protect it, he lost his whole Yichus, he lost his whole Chesivus. And that's the Pshat, Rabbi say. Bris Krusel is Fasayim, because a person's Gedula is his mouth, and it's a person's Hoid and his Hada is his Dibur. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim in Subis, Ois Reishchas, says the same Yisoid. He explains that's the Pshat of Bris Krusa, it's a Metzias, and that's why Birchas Tzadikim are so effective. And we have the Kabbalah. I saw there's a number of Sforim. He was a Yid, he was getting older and older. His family was worried he should go to a doctor. Never, ever considered. He says, I'm guaranteed I'm going to live long. After they pressured him, what's your guarantee? So he revealed something he had when he was a little child. Davin and the Goyim's clothes and the Goyim's shul, and I, of course, not knowingly, his foot was on the Goyim's tzitzis, and the Goyim couldn't move. So the Goyim, the Zeldashayim Kotri, told him, Lang Levin Zolstu my Yingala, you should live long, my child. No, I rub the foot to mine tzitzis. Take your foot off, I eat my tzitzis. He said, when the Goyim said that, I knew I'm going to live long. You know why when the Goyim said this almost inadvertently, it became a reality? Because it was the Goyim that said, Ki apeh kodesh hakidoshim. And it's mamish like the Chinuch explained, if someone cherishes and protects and watches the kodesh hakidoshim. So every word is like a word that emanates from kodesh hakidoshim. And a verse like this, Kalach Hayad, Lang Levin Zolso, became a reality. That's mamish what the Chinuch explained to us. The classic word, of course, with Derech Drush, Lo Yachal Devarei Kechol Ayoyt Mi Pivyaseh. If someone's careful not to profane his words, then that Metzias will be Kechol Ayoyt Mi Piv, whatever comes out will become a reality. It's a word, but that's what the Chinuch is saying, is the Pshat. And this is the Sugya, Rabbi Yisai, of Lashon Nekiyah, of Al Tisachteh, of Shgaga Hayoytze. Most important is to understand and appreciate what a person's Dibur is and what a person's Peh is. Reb Chaim in the Shar Aleph, Perek Gimel, says a phenomenal, phenomenal Tais Kedarkoi. He wonders, Pasuk says in Amos, Umagid La'oda Mas Seichoi. Which sounds like it's saying the Eibishter will show him what he spoke. He said this Lashon Hara, this Shredeb Chaim. What's the Lashon Ma Seichai Magid L'Adam Seichai? And what's the Lashon Magid? He quotes from Chazal that Magid is Lashon of Hagoda, revealing something that was otherwise unknown. Ein Esther Magedes Maladita. Here, whatever you said, you know what you said. Zokreb Chaim. A person doesn't know what his Dibur affects. He doesn't know the binyan that he's building, or Rachman Litzlan, the chorman that he's wreaking with his words. And he says there, a person ain't a rayu masik a binyan ayarisa nasul amayla ba'olmias mikol Dibur v'Dibur shaloi. And he might think, v'amen nechshav Dibur v'sicha talash atifal. And that's the pshat, Umagid la'odom ma'aseichoi. You thought you were just saying a verse, Amar Abaya. Did you know the magnificent structure that you built with that word? You thought you're saying a lashon hara, who knows, who's listening. But the churv nebnei chato'enu, that brought down the Beis HaMikdash. If I would have to summarize the message of this evening, why we should understand more and more all of these seemingly difficult concepts of Lashon Nekiyah, of Shgaga Hayoytze, Al Tiftach Peh, it's because we have to know Mas Seichai. We have to know the Koyach of a Lashon. We have to know the Kedusha of a Peh that is Kodesh HaKedoshim. One verse from Moivir Rabbi, Rav Hamzachayinu Levracha, he said, told us something that he heard when he was young that left an indelible impression. There was a musician, a pianist, that took out a unusual insurance, $1 million insurance, which the member's lesson was Yenitzaiten Sivena Matbeya, like today, like $100 million. $100 million insurance. So what was the Pella? It wasn't insurance on his life. It was insurance on his fingers. If he would ever lose the use, the mobility, the sensitivity of his fingers in an accident, his race, he would be able to collect $1 million. So Pam said then, it was such a chokhmah. It touched him so much. He realized that his future, his life, his success was in his fingers. He was a pianist. He played piano. If he loses that, the members lost us, is an ice knacker. He's no longer the world-renowned pianist. So he told us then, there's a striking message. We b'nei Torah, is an ice knacker. He's no longer the world-renowned pianist. So he told us then, there's a striking message. We b'nei Torah also mumchem gedolim. We have to learn and steigen learning. What should we protect? What should we take out $1 million insurance policy? They spoke then about the yanam of kedusha, which we should, hopefully we will discuss. But I would like to say l'nyaneinu, what undoubtedly is something that each and every one of us have to ensure constantly is our peh. Because our peh is the kodesh hakadoshim that the chinuch says is our future. And I'm not being megazim, the Gemara in Pesachim, that's the bracha of Moir HaRabi Yisrael. The Gemara in Erevin, that's the bracha of Terasei Miskayemes. Our futures, our mouths, our dibur, are we protecting it? Rabbi Yankel Zecharo Levracha once told me, why is it that the Chofetz Chaim was zeicha to such an unusual siyata d'shmaya that every word he writes, people are medayig, are maharvit, of avart from Mishneh Berurah, Shmiras Halashim? He said, Amir's Bora, because he was nizer in his lashon, so the Eibishter gave him a siyata d'shmaya. I think it's so poshut. It's gebayt on the Gemara Pesachim and Erevin that we mentioned. Because that's our gedula. That's the hoyd hagadol that we were given. Are we ever focusing on the mas seichai, how we talk, if we talk the way we're supposed to talk? Baruch Hashem, I still feel confident with this Eid of Kedosha. I don't have to speak about Nivol Peh. You all know the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Gimel, how the Gemara speaks, I'm afraid to say, Berabim, the oynish choma ma'oid ma'oid for avort nivol peh. That should be the furthest thing from our mind. But what I saw from the Indian of nivol peh, look how Chazal saw what a word is. The Zoya, the Mesiel Kisharim, because they saw the reality in our peh, Kodesh HaKadosh. And I must tell you, I have a chmanas on you. I have a chmanas on you, your age. You live in this world, in our times, that lost any semblance of sensitivity to lashon. Do I have to tell you, go in the street, you hear how people talk, every other word is nivol peh? That's the lashon of Medina almost. But that's our shlichus achayim, to protect our kodesh hakodashim. Because Asher Bach Abonu Mikolam V'Rayim Emanu Mikol Hashoyim eventually leads the Kevtonu Malkeinu L'Avodah Secha. It's that we feel above this narishev veld. We feel we have a peh that's kodesh, and that brings us the Kevtonu Malkeinu L'Avodah Secha. The way we could survive in this world. Yes, survive in a world that has lost sight of Kedushas HaPeh is if we realize Kedushas HaPeh. And there's a lot to say about this, but look around how people talk, how people dress, how people act. And it's an assault on the Tzelem Elokim. It's an assault on the belief what a person is. 60 years ago, I would say 40 years, 45 years ago, it was unheard of for a person, a guy, to walk in the street without a hat and jacket and tie. One of our presidents changed it all. You know why? Because then a person felt he's something. And today, what we see, what goes on today, I'm telling you, Daila Hakim Bebremiza, is that a person is nothing. He could talk the way he wants, he could eat the way he wants, he could dress, or worse yet, not dress the way he wants. What is he? What does he have to lose? Now, I once said, I think it's so Emmet. How do you understand this pure, unadulterated nonsense that's called evolution? It's ludicrous. It doesn't make sense. And why should any sane, sensible, upright individual want to prove that he stands, that his yichud, my zayda, was a monkey? Why should a person want to do that? Because a person wants to feel he has nothing to do in his world. Whatever he does goes. After all, my zayda was a monkey. So whatever I do is hakol reva. I'm not joking. I'm telling you a davar gadol ma'od. And the more you think about it, the more you'll see the reality. A person doesn't want to believe you to tell him aleichem, because then he has to act a certain way. He has to talk a certain way. A person wants to talk an evil path to convince himself it's not a kodesh hakodashim. Rav Gifter once, the Chayim Levracha, said when he was a child growing up in Baltimore, he once said a word. He wasn't sure. He thinks it was the English word for Gehenim. So the teacher took him downstairs to the quote washroom. Look at the lashon nikiyah that used to be used. And washed out his mouth with soap and water. This is not so long ago. And today you live in a world that lost any qualms about saying the most worst evil peh. But that's your shlichus. To maintain the kedushas peh in this world that's trying to throw it as far away as possible. Chazal, the Gemara in Ksubas Ches, says nivel peh is not only nivel peh, but speaking about something that should be private, tala nichnas el lechufa, it's an edelkeit that you have to be aware of. There are certain private inyanim that have to remain private, and edel inyan have to remain edel. And even when we learn it, you have to talk because it's coming out of a kodesh hakodashim. The Rambam in Mar Nevuchim says, why is it that our lashon is called l'shoyin hakodesh? Zokta, because our lashon is inherently kodesh. Zokta, Rambam, there's no word in our dictionary of lashon kodesh for the private parts of someone's body, the private activities, and it was always a reference, a veiled reference, a euphemism, a lashon ma'alya. Think about it. Oysimokim, achila, kiyam alechem, rashim vayeshev. Think he's Gemara and Yavamas Kuf Gimel has a whole list of lishkanakiyah. That's part of our monomikol lashon that we can't even speak when we have to say a word that felt in edel kai. We have to talk edel. When we learn, even when we learn sugis, we have to talk edel. Because that's our future, Abay said. Chazal have a tain on Yaakov, Avay Aleha, Kalsha, Betalim. Yaakov's Chesm Rashi says. But some of it here, Bochim, and I think to myself, that's a Kalsha, Betalim talk. It's not nivel peh, but that's not the way a peh that Kodesh HaKadoshim should be talking. Lashon Nekiyah. I mean, there's sometimes I hear in this Mokum Kodesh, I must say, I could hear people talking, and my reaction is like the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chav Gimel, peh, Kodesh, yoy medova zeh. I'll kill you, you're dead. I mean, these zachas, we learn even as someone that's being matzik as a din, or someone that wants to say a vidu yeshchivaya, but that's wrong because we al tiptach pelusotin. And I can't be myrich more, you can understand, but there are terms, and I want you to know this, there are terms that we say that are mamish nivel peh. You mess something up, there's a different way of saying it, that's mamish pure nivel peh. The kumtis, the pasis, ki a peh, kodesh hakadoshim. I can't be myrich, that those goof is nicht edel. But the way we talk has to be an expression of a shtick tselem aleikim. Not of a kalsha, but talim. And you know something? I'll tell you better. It's not the fact you're not allowed to, but you shouldn't want to. You know, I always imagined pipe to my sixth grade Rebbe of Rang Gesund. He had a project in the class. When you want to tell someone to be quiet, there's another way of saying it. And that didn't go in his class. If someone would say it, the whole class in unison would call out, street language! And ad hayoim, I recoil when I hear it, and I can't say it. I can't say that word. You know, looking back, I doubt, as a young sixth grader, I understood what's wrong with saying that word. But you know what stayed with me a lifetime? That I'm not a street person. I'm not a gossmensch. I have a pair that's Kodesh HaKadoshim. I have a pair that says Torah. I have a pair that's a klaf for the Sefer Torah. And now I'm old, I appreciate it. That's the neshama of Lashon Nekiyah. Not that I'm not allowed to, or I can't say that word. Yeah, the Goyish janitor and my Goyish neighbor, but he's not a person that has so much in his mouth and so much at stake in what he says. Asher b'chabonu, that's why we can't, not that we're not allowed to. Rabbi Yankiv Zichron Levracha used to say, Talach in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya Peyal of Zion, that a child, a baby, is not allowed to nurse from a goyish from mitzvah. Why not? So the goyim brings from the Rashba that the mafia is the Gemara in Soita Yudvei. We know Moshe was offered as a child to the nurse from a goyish mitzvah, and he refused. Peh, that's the Gemara. She asla dabe mashchina yanik dava tamei. And that's why there is no baby should nurse from a goyish midwife. The Fredja Bianca, what's the reasoning behind it? Moshe was a pastor, Asa Ladaba, he couldn't. But what's that have to do with me and you? So to Moshe, that's the first halacha that a baby that's born is introduced to. My entire yingle, you are a pair that's Asid Lidaba Imashchina. Me and you and each and every one of us have the potential, have the ability to be a pair that's Asid Lidaba Imashchina. How do we maintain that? Like the chinuch says, to realize what the peh is, to have the attitude, the adopt that attitude of the yireyim, the lipso, the burim, which is the hoyd hagadol. Words have meaning. What we say, how we say it, there's so much that we could show, but what a word is, I'm way despoiled. The Gemara says, so when you say goodbye to someone, don't say leich bishalem, leich lishalem. Bishalem means you're going to die. The difference of a letter is the difference in chayim and mavet, and the answer is a resounding yes, 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 because we are a people that our mouths have the mavet v'chayim biyadom, and that's the ahuv and the snua. There's so much that we could say. Shlomo Volba once gave a wonderful marshal. Someone came, he gave a beautiful shmooze, and a bacha said, oh, Rebbe, that was such a gewaldige shmooze, I have chizik forever, I'm going to, this is mamish emes lamitai. No one could ever slug it up. So Rav Volba says, no, I could slug it up. Without a word, watch. Ha, 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 Rav Volba says. The son is achas doichem meyasechachem. And you know something? I see that all the time. You could have a shmooze, you could have a shir, you could have a rav, you could have a mashpia, and someone makes a krumit benaz. He makes a nuance, not only a word, a nuance. Everything's out the window. The whole ashpa, the whole chizik, the whole yanika was cut. That's also part of the mavet b'yad lashon. The Goyen writes in his wonderful letter, every word is recorded, every word remains for eternity. Obviously, this is frightening, or maybe a bit more than frightening. Every lashon hara, every einos devarim remains. And the truth is, with today's advanced technology, is very, very easy to visualize and to live with. Words that were said remain forever. But I think more than the pachad we should get the chizuk. We should see these are very encouraging words. Look what a word is. Look what ma'aseichai is. Look at the ability, the binyan that one could build with his words. Each word has the ability to tell you shemayim v'lisoid oret. Lo'y never afilu diba echot, because each word is nitzchiyus. Because chayim biyad lashon, one could accomplish so much with words. The Goyen quotes the Medrash. Kol rega v'rega shaldem choysem piv. Zoicha b'shvilei la'or agonah she'in malach u'virya yechoy l'sha'er. And it seems like it's saying, if you're about to say a lashon hara, and you don't, and you stop, and you refrain, you're zoicha to a schar that's so unimaginable, even the malach can't comprehend it. And it always bothered me. Hashteitzach, it's a wonderful gevura. Sur meira, shev al tasei. But to that, it's such a phenomenal schar. But Libi Oimali, it's not just the schar of not saying the words, but it's the attitude. It's the chesivus, it's the perspective one has on words. He doesn't just talk. He thinks. He's choysim piv when he thinks that's not a proper way to say it. This person is doing what the chinuch implores us to do. To watch the hoyd hagadol biyodom. This person is living with the realization, ma'aseichai, that my mouth is a kodesh hakodashim, nothing, just chapsuch harois. He cherishes and respects the koyach hadibur, and that leads to so much. Rabbeitzai, the yesod of shmiras haloshim is knowing what you are. A word is important because a person is important. A word is heilig because a person is heilig. Because a person is a tzelem elokim, and what he says can accomplish the most phenomenal things. And don't say a word that you're not supposed to say, not because you're not allowed to. Well, it's a pastiness. You're above this narishavel. A good friend of mine, Mr. Horizon, once told me, he had someone asked him, what's wrong? Tell me, what's wrong with wearing a Mickey Mouse t-shirt? There's no sharpness in it. What's the other? Do you know what he answered? He says, would you take that t-shirt and put it on a Sefer Torah as a mantle? Why not? There's no sharpness. Is a person less Kaddish? Is a Tzelem Aleichem less Kaddish than a Sefer Torah? That's the Yesod in Shmiras Haloshim. Cherish your words because your words are cherished by the Eibishter. And realize that that's the Ahuva of Asmei Amokim and the Chayim B'Yad Lashim. Your mouths are a cloth that could do so much. Don't defile them. Our true Yichud is a pair. And again, I tell you, I have Rachmanis on you. Because the biggest problem of living in America today is people have lost sight of the importance. And again, Doik Fetishkach, the way people act, the way people dress, that's all a manifestation of the fact, like he said, that Laznichach, leave me alone, don't expect anything from me. Intelligent people have embraced such utter nonsense because they want to throw off any sense of mission, any sense of accomplishment. And that's the challenge of living in America. To maintain the Kedusha Saper, because each person is a Tzelem Aleichem. I once heard a story, I guess it's a tragic story, but I think it's a very inspiring story. It was during one of the Nazi occupations of a city in Europe, and as they often did, they first went to the shul, they desecrated, they were mavazah the Sifrei Torah, they hoarded all the people into the shul, they pulled out one yid who evidently was a friar yid, and they pointed down, there was a piece of cloth on the floor lying. And it says, you spit on that piece of cloth. And all eyes turned to him, he was a friar yid. And strangely enough, he refused. And the German started barking, if not, I will shoot you. And he goes, I would never do such a thing. Spit on a cloth. He became one of the 6 million Kedoshim. That's the Gadlus of the Yid. That's the Gadlus of every Yid. That's the secret of Netzach Yisrael or Yisroker, who knows what Kedusha is, who knows the Kedusha in a class. And he's willing to give, and he did give his life for the Kedusha of that class. I was very moved by that story. Mika Amcha Yisrael. Mika Amcha Yisrael, how he cherishes, how he protects the Kedusha till Mesiras Nefesh. Moyev Rabbi says, our times we don't have these experiences, but we have a different Nisayim, perhaps even more challenging. We have an assault on our class that's called a pair. We live in a world that totally defies the very essence of a Yid, ki apeh kodesh hakadoshim. We live in a world that delights in the fact that they come from monkeys, because they don't want to accept that there's a Tzelem Elokim in every person. We have to live al kiddush Hashem, protecting the pair, protecting the heilige klaf that we are zeichet to have, the hoyd v'had of a person. We have to live our lives seeing the skula, the goydel shevach, in the pair which is kodesh hakadoshim. Let me just see Messiah. The beautiful Yerushalmi in Shabbos said, Aleph Halacha Beis, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, if I would have been there when the Eibishter created the world and people, I would have recommended that the Eibishter create a person with two mouths, one for Kedusha and one for Shar Tzrachim. After all, reason Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, is it possible? Is it possible that a person that uses the same mouth for Kedusha and then he does everything else with that same mouth? Can it be? But he said, if we have two mouths, would we be better than with one mouth? But I always wondered, that was a Shimba Yechai's suggestion. That was his havani. By the Eibishter, there was no such havani. The Eibishter created the world and created a person with only one mouth. No havamina. Why not? You know what I believe? I think there's so much encouragement. There's a wonderful vote of confidence that the Abish is showing us. Yidin Taira, you can live in this world with one mouth. You can have a mouth that's kodesh hakadoshim and maintain it in all situations. Yes, ye Taira, the same mouth that is so kodesh you could use for other diburim, because you know what to say, how to say it, because you're aware of the kedushas hapeh. You are yidin, you realize the hoyd hagadol, and that what makes you ahuva lefanai. You know maseichai. You could have one mouth. Yes, Yidin, and I speak to us particularly, in this world that has lost sight of the Kedusha Saper, remember the Yerushalmi, remember that heartwarming encouragement that we could glean from the Yerushalmi, that Yidin, the Eibishter said, I believe in you. You could maintain the pair that's Kodesh HaKedoshim. You could live in a world like the Pasuk says, Vayis'arvu Bagoyim, and it won't be Vayilmadu Maseyem, because you're above that, you have a heilige mile. That's our mission, to protect the hoyd v'hodor. And the more we realize the kedusha sapeh, or better yet, the gedula sapeh, that every person is a tzelem aleikim, and his words mean something. That's the way to grow in this midah, to realize the reality ki apeh kodesh hakedoshim.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.